Hello, hello, and welcome to this next episode of Love, Life, and Energy. Today we're going to be talking about why is it so hard to meet the right guy and how we're going to reprogram your subconscious default habits and behaviors so that you can attract a better relationship, that interdependent relationship that I like to talk about. So stay tuned. You're going to love this. It will totally change your life. Hey, my name is Michelle Chung, and I'm a live manifestation expert, which means I help women manifest their soulmate live in person, offline, and I help career-driven A-type alpha women find their man so they can have the amazing, committed, and effortless relationship they deserve. So if you've been stuck in what I call dependent relationships, those are ones where you need a dependent relationship is basically where you are looking for someone to complete you. You feel like you're looking for your other half. I know I've done this when I was growing up. I was feeling lonely and thinking, oh, I'm pining for, you know, looking for my other half, aching and longing for someone to kind of complete me. And so that is a kind of dependent relationship. And it's what I talk about in my training, the Love Journey Model. It's a framework that I created to show you how you get from dependent relationships into that interdependent relationships where you can actually have a lot more freedom. You meet someone who is ready for commitment and someone who's ready to grow and be on this journey with you. So if you keep attracting those same kind of guys who are afraid of commitment, they might be narcissistic and might be manipulative, or that you have to keep saving, fixing or rescuing them, then this episode is going to change your life, because I know a lot of these concepts have made a huge impact on myself and my students that I teach them to. And it all comes down to reading this book, actually, The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. And I've been saving up all my notes reading this book for one big mega episode, but today I felt like I just had to record something because these concepts are so powerful. And once you understand them, they actually become so simple. You just let go of all this worry, this rumination in your mind that something is wrong with you, that why is he not coming? Where is he? Does this even exist? You can let go of all these things that keep you trapped and your mind in circles, and that is not in the energy and vibration of manifestation anyway. So in letting go of all those worries and things like that will naturally have you more into a hopeful and trusting and loving energy. So I started reading this book because I heard from a few business mentors recommend this book, and I wanted to, you know, give myself time to study this because I felt like this is going to be really groundbreaking and really pivotal. And, you know, because I teach manifestation, this, you know, really is the scientific evidence behind manifestation and quantum physics. And what the heck is this stuff that we're dealing with that you can't even see that is so powerful, right? So to begin at the beginning, in the book, basically, he says that he's a cell biologist, Bruce Lipton. So he studies cells. And what he started to discover was that it really gave the clues and all the answers for life and why we are the way we are just by studying cells, like cells of, you know, the body and of animals. And what he demonstrates is that we are not actually, we seem to be like we're one human person, right? One human being. But what we actually are is a collection, a community of 50 trillion cells. So when he started studying cells, he saw that in the most basic form, cells, single-celled amoeba, very ancient forms of life, that these cells were actually intelligent because the membrane around each cell acted kind of like a brain. So these weren't like life organisms that were, you know, completely, I'm not sure if they would be conscious, but they're not like wandering around with no purpose or no idea what they're doing, because they have that brain in their membrane, they actually are able to distinguish what they need to do and what they need to stay away from. So isn't that interesting that they already know what they're attracted to and what repels them? So toxic environments, danger, those things, cells are actually repelled by them, and he proves them in his scientific experiments. So if you think of your body like that, you start to change and shift your perspective that you are not your mind, as Eckhart Tolle tells us in his amazing, groundbreaking book, The Power of Now, that you are an observer of your mind, your conscious mind. You are a spirit inside a human body having a human experience, right? So when we look at our bodies like this, that they are 50 trillion cells, they're communities who have a purpose. You know, your cells decide if they want to be a brain cell or if they're a stem cell or a skin cell. And you keep shedding these cells, but you keep growing new ones all the time, right? You don't have to think about how that's done. That's all in your automatic programming. That is your growth. That is your evolution as a person. So what these cells realized they could do was band together in those communities so they could have a, you know, longer longevity, have a definite purpose. And those cells, those single cells, they started to come together in groups, became the simplest life forms, insects, animals, and then human beings, right? And here we are now, millions of years later. So if you think about your body like this, then our mind, our conscious mind, our subconscious mind are kind of like the god of our cells. Like, we give our body what it needs, what it asks for. Isn't that kind of like when we pray and want to manifest the things in our life that we want, great job, that house, the car, the soulmate, the partner? We ask for those things from our God or universe or, you know, whatever deity you prefer to use. And we ask from a higher power that we think is external to ourselves to give us those things that we need. So imagine that's what our intuition is. It's like the cells in our body are saying to us, we need nutrition. We need water. We need to hydrate. You're not drinking enough water. And you choose to either listen to those signals, those messages from our body, or we choose not to. And what happens is, like, when we choose to give our bodies the wrong thing, the things that aren't what they're asking for, then what happens? It creates a kind of misalignment and disease. And the cells start to react to that and then start to create problems because they're not aligned anymore. We're not giving them what they need and what is aligned. So it's a very, I guess, maybe esoteric or like intangible concept to grasp. But if you can grasp this concept, it really shifts your perspective on life and how you can actually make things work better for you. Okay. So when our cells and our body are asking for things, they want, you know, send us supplements, you know, our gut bacteria is not going so well, so we need extra food for them. Give us exercise so we can shed some of those cells that are not working anymore. They want to be released. Send us happy thoughts so we can vibrate faster and at a higher, greater level. And, everything is energy. Everything, like, this is what quantum physics is. And it's this topic that I've always been fascinated in and a bit scared to study because it's one of those things like, oh, you're studying quantum physics and like, oh, who are you? And all those kind of things. Like, I'm just a regular person. I'm not like a scientist kind of person. I've even liked science when I was in high school. And, you know, here I am interested in this kind of stuff because it's so pertinent to our lives. It's pertinent to my work in coaching and manifesting. And just these very simple things that have been ignored by scientists and by the rest of society, basically, really are the key to helping us with our beliefs, to have the right beliefs that will actually be conducive to a happy, healthy, functional, effective, effortless life, right? So interesting. He also talks about the concept of nature versus nurture. So this is where Darwin and Newton, they had these theories where, like, they basically went, it's basically in your DNA and evolution does it this way, and this is basically it. And they didn't give much consideration to the argument for nurture, which is your environment and how things can actually change, and you can actually consciously change them because we actually have free will. This is one of the things we have. We have free will, whereas a lot of other animals and other, beings, they don't have that, right? So we have that gift of free choice. It comes with a caveat because you can choose the wrong things, you can choose the right things. But actually, like I say, there's no right or wrong things. It's either you get what you want or you get the lesson that you want or that you needed, right? Okay, so back to the topic of nature versus nurture, it actually gives us so much empowerment to think, well, I don't have to go the way that my grandparents went or my parents went in terms of health, right? Doesn't it give you a different option? Whereas a lot of people will say, oh, well, I'm just getting old, so hence I just need to take medications now. This is kind of like what my parents think, their generation, right? And a lot of people might say, oh, well, you know, cancer, it runs in my family. Oh, hypertension, high cholesterol, blood pressure, these run in my family, so I can't do anything about it. And so you kind of accept this diagnosis, right? And there's been so many proven case studies where doctors say you have 6 months to live. And what happens? The patient believes this and just goes, okay, well, I'm going to give it my best, or I'm just going to give up. And, you know, he says that, so I believe that and it's true. But in this book also, The Biology of Belief, Bruce has documented a case study where this ultimatum, this diagnosis was given to a patient, you have 3 months to live. And then the patient died promptly at that 3 month point. But when they did the autopsy on his body, they realized there was not enough cancer to actually kill him. So what was it that killed him? And the only thing that could be seen from that was that it was the belief that he was going to die. So he just kind of gave up, right? So how many times in your life have you just given up because you thought, well, I can't do anything about it. My hands are tied, I'm just going to give up. And so that kind of thinking is what brings those results into our life. And that's why he calls it the biology of belief, because our biology actually has a huge impact on the way we can change our life and on our beliefs. Okay, so also that's why environment, it's such a huge part of how we can get success in our life. It's one of the four strategies that I teach in my online program, Manifest Love. There are four strategies that you can actually use to bring your soulmate into your life. I've used one of them with the book club that I created, and Raf turned up in my book club and only a couple of months later. But I used that in conjunction with the internal work I needed to do, which was reprogram the subconscious beliefs that I'm going to share about in this episode. And that in combination, so the internal of doing that work, reprogramming subconscious beliefs, plus the external, the masculine, of taking that in external action, taking that intuitive action, and having, you know, the power and feeling empowered that you can actually rearrange your life with these very straightforward, tools and strategies. And straightforward and simple is not always easy, because we have a lot of our own crap to get through, don't we? And that's what really stops us from, you know, getting the results in our life, because we overcomplicate so many things when in reality, things can be really simple and effortless. Okay, so he says in the book is that our minds are comprised of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And we only know and use the conscious mind, which is actually only 10%. So when they say we only use 10% capacity of our brain, this is probably what they mean, right? We've not really delved into using the subconscious or how to reprogram that or how to, how to use that for our benefit. And I guess that's what hypnotism, the psychologists, Freud, Jung, I was also very fascinated studying them when I was growing up, and psychology and how, you know, this has a huge impact, but it's not effectively utilized in our society at the moment. We don't fully understand how to use it and how to apply it and implement it to get the greatest benefits, okay? So if you can shift your perspective and start to understand these principles, that your life is the manifestation, which is the reality of making, bringing into reality your thinking, your thoughts, your words, your beliefs that become actions, that become behaviors, that become habits, right? So this is a flow and effect of what actually happens from an intangible thought, an idea, and how does that become reality? So if you have that idea of, I want a partner, how do you make that into a reality that gives you the right results and not just any partner? That's a specificity that you also require, getting that clarity. We also talk about in my program. So if you wonder, okay, so for example, if you wonder why you keep getting the same results in your life, no matter how hard you try, like you use your willpower, you like, I want to go to the gym, you know, 1st of January, I'm going to the gym. But then after a month, why do you stop going? It's because your subconscious programming is still running the show. It's so much more powerful than your conscious mind. And it's become like an automatic behavior. So you start doing things without even realizing that you're doing it, right? So trying to do things with your conscious mind, it's a bit of a losing game and it's not the most leveraged thing you can do. So just to back up a little bit as well, the reason why you have these subconscious programming, or the reason why you have the specific programming that you in particular have, and it's different to other people, is because this was imprinted and inherited by you from your parents and family. So have you ever heard that that concept of, oh, you get all these things, these memories, experiences by the age of 6 or 7? So Bruce Lipton also talks about a lot of these subconscious behaviors and programming has been already imprinted up until the age of 6. So imagine someone who grows up in a very happy childhood. Your parents have told you, you can have everything, you can be everything you want, you deserve love, I love you, as opposed to someone who grew up in a childhood that was not so great. Yes, they learnt the lessons that they needed to, but there's a lot of programming that's been imprinted that has to be changed and upgraded. And that's the phase 2 in my program that I talk about, upgrading and rewriting your subconscious, right? So basically, if you keep trying to do the same things with the same mind that created it, that's also a very famous quote. I can't remember who it's from, but trying to do things with the same level of consciousness as what created the problem will not get you to the next solution, okay? Every solution to a problem creates another problem, and you need to grow and change and do something differently. As I use the quote from Albert Einstein, you have to do something differently in order to get different results. And it's a definition of insanity if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same results. Okay, I love that quote. So basically, your parents passed down their beliefs onto you. And you know what? Don't blame them. Forgive them. They did their best. I know I've tried to do this. Blaming them gets you nowhere and it doesn't actually fix your situation or solve your problem, okay? So love them for being the best parents that they could at that time. They gave you the lesson that you needed, that you asked for before you came to this earth. You asked for a specific type of life that you wanted and lessons that you learned, so they gave you that. So understand this and acknowledge this. Forgive them for anything that they might have done to you. They did their best, okay? So they've passed their beliefs down onto you, whether it be money beliefs, money's really hard, I have to work really hard, or I have to work really long hours in order to make money. Okay, that's why affluent families can pass down generational wealth, because they've learned to re-imprint their subconscious mind with money is easy and it comes to me easily. And I can do these specific things that bring money into my life easily. Or I can do these other specific things that the rest of the world is doing that brings money in much harder and slower, okay? That's also the same with, you know, your health and your weight. If your parents, have a belief of, you know, we have to get the cheapest food, we can't afford to get good quality nutritious food, we don't deserve to, spend more to get the quality of food that we need, This all also impacts you and your health, doesn't it? And your cells are not getting the right nutrition they need. So it all has a flow on effect. Okay, so basically what he's saying is that it's not just your DNA or your genetics, and it's actually what is epigenetics. There's a lot about nurture that can really help change your beliefs and change your results, okay? And it gives you that huge empowerment that you actually can change. So when you can understand the root cause of why you're single, what has given you these current results, and take those steps going backwards into what was actually the thoughts that caused me to keep attracting the same kind of men into my life. With this awareness, you can actually do something about it, can't you? And that's really what works with the subconscious mind, is to bring what is unconscious into the consciousness and awareness of your mind. Then you can actually do three things to either change, accept, or remove yourself from the situation. That's something also I teach in my program, Manifest Love. So finding out what your subconscious programming is such a huge part of changing your results, changing your default habits and behaviors, so they don't have to be default and automatic anymore, right? And so I guess, how does that relate to relationships? So if you're constantly thinking, if you grew up perhaps in a household where your parents, it was unstable, or you only had one parent who was around, or, you know, the parenting wasn't loving or, you know, nurturing, then you tend to think, oh, something is wrong with me. That shame, that feeling of like, okay, I don't deserve this because it wasn't given to me freely at that stage. Or maybe your parents even did things like tell you that you're not good enough, or you're not worthy enough, or, you know, you don't deserve X, Y, or Z, right? So understand this, and that it's not your fault. You can learn the lesson, what you need, and let go of it. That's phase one of my program, letting go, releasing those subconscious blocks. And then you can actually do something about it. So in my program, we talk about, we look at the three phases that you can go from single towards that interdependent relationship that I mentioned at the beginning. An interdependent relationship is what Stephen Covey, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, he calls those kinds of relationships, is where you're both already self-fulfilled. You've done your inner work and you attract each other from a place of growth rather than a place of dependency, where you need each other to fulfill your emotional gaps, compensate emotionally, and you need each other. You become dependent on each other, right? So in my program, Manifest Love, we look at those three phases to move from single towards that interdependent relationship. And those three phases are to release, to let go of all those things that don't serve you anymore. Just like when you go on a hiking trip, you make sure you remove all those things in your backpack that you don't need on that particular trip, so they don't weigh you down and wear you down as well. So, and then the second phase is to release. So you need to, so the second phase is to rewrite. And that's what we talk about, the subconscious programming here, is that what are the actual tools and exercises that you can do that will rewrite your subconscious and have you start to behave in a different way that becomes natural and automatic. Just like when you first learned how to drive a car, these were all things that you had to imprint into your conscious mind first, but then as you kept doing them, they become part of your subconscious and automatic programming. And just like reading a book, you didn't know how to do that, but now you can read effortlessly and easily. So that's what we want to do in this second phase, is to make the new behavior of looking for that interdependent relationship, looking for the guy who is worthy of you, of who's wanting to grow, who's also on his self-development journey and is looking for commitment and a relationship with you. That's what we want to achieve in the second phase. And then the third phase is to be more in our feminine energy, because I know a lot of us hardworking, ambitious career women, we are very much in our masculine energy. And we overuse this. A strength overused becomes a weakness, John Maxwell. So that's the third phase, which is to be more in receiving mode. So once we, you know, we put out our manifestation, how can we receive him? And that's those one of those four strategies that I talked about, taking that external action to create a platform so that you can receive him into your life. So you signal to the universe saying, I'm ready, universe, bring him to me. I've created this way that I can see him and that I can acknowledge him into my life. And I've taken the action and given the steps. Just like I say, when you manifest something, you go to the restaurant and you make your order. This is kind of like what you do, right? You set up a platform, a way that you can actually receive him into your life. Either, and this is one, and you can do one of these four strategies, and it's inside my program. Cool. So I hope you loved this episode. I really enjoyed recording it because it was a lot I wanted to explain and I wanted to say. I'm only halfway through the book right now, The Biology of Belief. I'm going to keep talking about the new insights and breakthroughs that I learned from this book. I'll keep you guys updated. In the meantime, you can go check out my free training, my webinar on how to manifest your soulmate this year in 2024. Please go check that out. It also has all the details of my online program, Manifest Love. And you can get that program at a very good webinar-only promo price. And I don't do that all the time. So please make sure you go check that out before it expires. And any questions, I'd love to hear from you. Please check out my Instagram at Michelle Chung Coach. And hope you have a wonderful day. Hope this is all sinking in and making some transformations for you. That's what my intention is with this podcast, to educate, but also to inform so that you can implement and make those changes in your life. So sending you lots of love and energy, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much.